This is Hal Clark from Creative Disturbance here on the Rhythmically Inclined channel. I'm here with Corey Smarts, and we're going to talk about his bumper for the Bold Roasts. And when I first listened to this, it was kind of putting me in the vibe of a coffee shop kind of place, which is obviously what he's going for, but I'll let him tell you about that. Let's take a listen to it.
Got a Vente Bold Roast for Creative Disturbance.
Excellent. All right, so Corey, what was your general idea for making this bumper?
Well, I mean, I kind of bounced around with a few. Of course, I was trying to go with the coffee shop vibe. I had to make a few different vibes because my idea of a coffee shop's the more old school bluesy kind. But I guess Starbucks is our new coffee shop idea. I had a few other ideas that I tried to play around with as opposed to like how you would hear something before your morning coffee. I ended up more settling on kind of that ambient, everything kind of muffled idea that you're not quite awake, but you still hear everything.
Yeah, no, I really like it. What instrument did you use for that for the coffee shop sound, like the music in the background?
Now, I used a few different things. I actually just recorded some, composed and recorded using some basic virtual instruments. A sax, a guitar, some drums, just some basic things. And then I found, and I ended up keeping that and turning it way, way down because it kind of pierced through a little bit. But I found another plugin that was just ambient music. And that's basically what it played. It played some just kind of background, hard to comprehend kind of music. And it worked really well when I blended it on top of what I currently had.
Interesting. Yeah, I like it that you, the background music and, you know, you can hear a crowd and whatever, that's all muffled. And then I like it that you brought in the sound of the coffee pouring and it was very prominent. To kind of like accentuate the fact that you're in a coffee shop, because, you know,
yeah,
kind of took me there.
It's kind of the one thing you always make sure you hear.
Yeah.
Whether you hear someone else talking in front of you, you're going to hear your coffee.
Yeah. Now what were you saying during that? You were saying the Bold Roast.
Oh yes.
Here, let's listen to that again.
Got a Vente Bold Roast for Creative Disturbance.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to try to give that Starbucks-y vibe a little bit and hint at what the name is.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Of course, I didn't want to make it too noticeable or I might risk throwing off the balance.
Yeah, sure. When I heard it, whenever we were talking about first doing it, I kind of got like a jazzy vibe from it too. But yeah. Whenever I think of jazz, I'm thinking like the ride cymbal and the bass and the... Did you mull around with any other ideas before you kind of decided on this final one?
That's
what I'm trying to say. It's not that would be my idea. Your idea is different.
No, definitely. Yeah. I played around with a couple different drums ideas because I think when it comes down to it, the drum beat kind of makes the genre to some extent. Yeah. I played around with some hi-hat style things and some bass drums, some snare. But the higher stuff really kind of pierced more than I liked.
Sure.
And I ended up kind of settling on more of a tom kind of sound. Because I felt like it kind of gave that...
some bongos.
Exactly. Snaps. That kind of, as bad as it says, the hipster kind of revolution coffee shop idea.
Yeah,
which is, I guess, what I grew up thinking was a coffee shop.
Did you ever see the Goofy movie? You remember,
when
they go to the coffee shop and, you know, the girls?
The
that's
that was the idea
that's
stuck in my
you
head.
And I have the same idea of a coffee shop. Don't worry.
That's why I ended up thinking more with the toms. And then as I played it for the producer and started working through it, I guess that's not the coffee shop anymore.
Did Stephanie like it?
Stephanie liked it. She thought it was neat, but she wasn't as
Stephanie
big.
Brzezadine, she's the producer for the Bold Roast channel. Go check it out if you haven't already.
she liked it. I don't think she's as big a fan of jazz as us, though.
Well, you know, jazz is a dying art, sadly.
And she definitely kind of said, I'm a Starbucks drinker herself. So.
Yeah, what would a Starbucks vibe even sound like? You know what, maybe next...
Crowded?
Text, tell you what, next time we'll make a bumper for Bald Roast, we'll try and do Starbucks.
Sounds good. Yeah. The only thing I got was just crowded and a lot of people talking.
We'll try and do an 8 o'clock on a Monday morning Starbucks sound.
To be fair, I considered literally just walking into a Starbucks and starting recording.
That just sounds...
and then just throw in whatever I wanted to say later on. But
some nice folk music.
Yes, exactly.
That's all the time we have today. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.